This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I'm judging a Deschutes Mirror Pond Pale Ale, Category 10A American Pale Ale. Okay, I don't know how widely this is distributed. I picked this up on a trip to Seattle. It's from Oregon, good Pacific Northwest brewery that's been around for a while. It's a 5% beer. It's looking medium amber. It's got a tall off-white head. It's settling slowly, but it's got some haze to it. It's got some, I'd call it moderate haze. I'd really like this style of beer to be clear. So I'm going to take off a point for that. I'll give it a 2 for appearance. The aroma, it's sort of a, call it old school, because it's sort of a very characteristic cascade hops, floral and citrusy, but it's not like a fresh cut grapefruit stuck in your face. It's got a fresh hop aroma without being edgy. It's medium high in intensity. It's also got a fair amount of maltiness, sort of an impression of sweetness. It's, I'd call it moderate in intensity. It's sort of a classic American grain nose. It's a little bit grainy. It's a little bit sweet. It's got a very light caramel character to it, not anything deep. The hops also have a touch of grassiness. Not much, but just a little bit there. Just they seem very fresh. It's got a little bit of esters, very low. Maybe a hint of strawberry. It's very clean. That sort of very lightly caramelly malt mixed in with that floral light citrus hop is what I think of as that classic American pale ale, at least the way most of them used to be. So it's a little bit of a throwback, and if you're feeling a little nostalgic, that's something good to check out. It's it's a little different than some of the ones that you get nowadays that use some of the more modern popular hops that are, you know, over the top citrusy. I'm going to give this a 10. It's nice and clean. The sweetness is a little up. I really like the hop character though. So let's taste it. It's got a sort of a soft, malty sweetness initially. That American, lightly grainy, lightly caramely flavor. But about mid-palate, it flips over and starts hitting you with the hops. I mean, the hops come on pretty quickly. It's between medium and medium-high hop bitterness and hop flavor. It's the same sort of flavor that you're sort of getting out of the aroma. It's that classic cascade floral and citrusy character. Much more floral than many of the more aggressive citrusy American hops. You know, I think that makes it quite a bit more drinkable. It has the light esters that I got in the aroma. Nice hoppy finish. That it's a little bit of that citrus flavor. That citrus edge, sort of like a little bit of like grapefruit rind. The malty sweetness also lingers, so it's like that bitterness and hop flavor plus the supporting malty sweetness lasts through the aftertaste. The finish is a little full. It's not as dry as some of the other examples. And it's sort of interesting because the overall sort of palate impression is a little light. But the little bit of lightness helps counteract the sort of fuller finish, so it's an interesting choice there. I'm going to give it a 17. Very clean flavors. Mouthfeel, it has a medium body. Maybe on the high side of medium. Medium carbonation. It's smooth. It's not astringent. I mean, you get a bitterness, but you don't get a puckering astringency. And there's no alcohol warmth to it. 5% beer, wouldn't really expect it. So I'll give that a 4, because it seems a little on the full side. So overall, like I said earlier, it's really an old-school American pale ale. And it sort of reminds me of a, you know, sort of an 80s pale ale. You know, it's sort of how I remember Sierra Nevada being when I first had it a number of years ago. Really classic flavors, not that modern, edgy hop varieties. You know, good old Cascade hops, you know, good old American malt. You know, it's a throwback. It's got that maltiness that lasts through the palate and into the finish. You know, that's a little bit high compared to some others, especially when you don't have that really aggressive variety of hop to balance it out. Very clean flavors. I really do like the hop character. I mean, it's somewhat nostalgic. Amazingly well balanced. And I guess the best part about it is it is a hop forward beer. I mean, you get a lot of hoppiness in the flavor and the aroma, and the bitterness is up there. But it has a huge amount of drinkability. It's really easy to go through a pint of that pretty easily. So, I'm very pleased with that. I'm going to give the overall impression a 9. And that gives me a total score of 42. You know, it's sort of, again, it's got that nostalgic quality to it, but it's so well made. It does stand up. So that's a Deschutes Mirror Pond Pale Ale, Category 10A American Pale Ale.